Shaping up to be a mostly sunny one today, reaching 27 degrees. You're on the air with Dana and Dylan on 98.1 Power FM.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
She's a trained psychologist. Her name is Kim Kalusek, and she is our love doctor. You can catch up with her at Fairhome Doctor Studio in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Dana. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning. Now, we got Matt. He wrote in, I don't want to work out with my girlfriend, but she really wants me to because it's my downtime and I don't want to upset her as it's a new relationship. What advice do you have for Matt?
Look, I think for all couples out there, it's really important that we have our own space within the relationship. You know, we can't be with each other 24/7. That's just a bit stifling for everyone. Look, as always, something I always talk about on this program, you know, communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think, though, the approach that he takes needs to be a little slow and steady. I would basically start with the positives about the relationship, just tell her you need to talk, then talk about all the great stuff in the relationship, how much you care about her, that you love spending time with her and all the amazing things about her. Then I'd move into, you know, it's really important that within the relationship we have our own space and our own time so that we don't stifle each other. And having said that, you know, I would prefer to do my workout by myself. It's, you know, just my own personal thing. I like my alone time.
Hang on, Kim. What if I've been in relationships in the past where my guy was not a man of many words? What if this chat is too overwhelming for him?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, in any relationship, we really do need to learn to have some words.
So, yeah, that's true.
You know,
I wish sometimes they'd had more.
Yes, exactly. You know, if he's not going to tell her, well, he's just going to have to suffer in silence, isn't he?
That's very true.
So, you know, he's really got two choices. He can either just put up with it, and then potentially one day blow up, or, you know, he needs to actually, you know, maybe sit down and script it, write it out, practice it. So if he's not really confident with that, you know, he's really got it in his head, if she interrupts to say, look, I just need to get through this, please just let me say this. But it's really important that he starts with a really big positive about her and the relationship,
okay.
Puts the stuff in the middle about wanting time apart, and then ends on really positive stuff about the relationship. We call it the recency and primacy effect. People remember the stuff at the beginning and the end.
Isn't it also called the shit sandwich? Okay, Kim, let's go quickly to our next question before we wrap it up. This is a sticky one. I cheated on my partner 9 years ago. I've carried the guilt of that for a long time, and I don't know how to work through it. What should I do? I love her a lot, and I don't want to crush her.
Okay, well, look, this one comes up from time to time in my practice. So, look, he has carried this guilt for 9 years, and it sounds like from the question that he's thinking of telling her now. And so my question to him is why? Why now? You know, what does he want to achieve by telling her? It kind of feels like from the question that he's hoping by telling her that it's going to make
the guilt go away.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to lighten his load. So, but what he really needs to think about is, you know, in lightening his load, he's going to crush her.
Mm.
So, you know, the focus of that is really all about him, isn't it? And not about her. And the other thing of that is just because he does tell her doesn't mean he's actually going to feel any better.
Yeah, good point.
That's very true.
Because he's going to watch her suffer.
Mm.
Yeah. Look, I really think that he needs to go and see a psychologist or a counsellor and work through the guilt. Telling her may achieve absolutely nothing but just increase pain for her and may absolutely do nothing for him. So I really think he needs to think about his motives and what the outcome of that would be.
Well, maybe he can book in with you, Kim Kalusek. She is our psychologist, our love doctor. You can catch up with her at Fairhome Doctor Studio in Singleton or Brook Street Medical. As always, Kim, thank you so much for your advice.
Thank you. Talk next week.